Hey, what's going on there, fantasy sports fans? This is the Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. I'm your host, Roy. And if you can hear crickets right now, it's not because the window is open right by the mic. It's because I told a poorly timed Ray Rice domestic violence joke. Apparently, you can't do that these days. Coming up this weekend, we got Atlanta rolling into Tampa here to face the Bucks at Ray J, and it is going to be a barn burner. And by that, I mean Matt Ryan and company are going to come into your farms, your farm homes, and they're going to burn your crops, your barns, all your livestock to the ground. It's just going to be fucking disgusting. All that aside, I looked into tickets just a minute ago. I'm thinking of going to a game. You know, who doesn't want to sit out? I'd say the weather's decent this time of year. It's been looking nice. So my security phrase to get the tickets, it was defend the bay. And once I saw the $120 without the service charge, I figured it looks like the bay is fucked this weekend. I'm fucking just packing up and getting out because the bay is fucking done. I'm not going to be there to defend it. So fuck everything, because $120 to watch two fucking bottom barrel teams fucking just flail around on the field and look like idiots, I don't want to fucking be a part of it. I realize this isn't the way I should be talking about a hometown team, but, you know, fucking 1-7, fucking 2-6 in Tampa, I'd rather not. For $120, I can do a lot more with that. A lot more. And by a lot more, I mean take that money, drop it in some fantasy sports here, see if I can double, triple, quadruple. What comes after that? Septuple? Dub-duple? I don't fucking know. But I'm going to set you up with a dope-ass lineup with your hometown Bucks, and we're going to see if we can make some money together here. So here we go. Old damn Mikey Glennon's been sat. Got Josh McCown, his last game coming. Who would have thought against Atlanta back there, I don't know, week three? Maybe I could have prepared better. Who the fuck cares? So Josh McCown's going to be stepping in against the Atlanta Falcons, who actually, let's start here, they're 25th in pass yards. They're giving up some pass yards, but they're only giving up 10 TDs, which sets them at second in the league, which gives it that, similar to what the Pats did past few years, the bend but don't break. You let them get a bunch of yards, but you don't let them get the scores. Bend but don't break. It works sometimes in sports, and it always works with my penis. But it's not working good for the fucking Falcons this year, who sit at 2-6. So my first pick right there, I'm putting in Josh McCown. You got to start with the fucking field general right there. Josh McCown's going to be starting at quarterback for me. After that, I'm thinking receivers. Okay, you got Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson. It's a toss-up because they're kind of neck and neck with the points they're putting up. Mike Evans the past few games been putting up a little more numbers than Vincent Jackson, but you got a new quarterback coming in who hasn't passed since week three. So I think I'm going to stick with Vinny Jacks over there. Veteran, he's big. You can go to him deep, short, end zone. He's going to go up for some big catches, I think. And with that, with the Falcons' pass defense not being the best in the league, I think Vinny Jacks has a good shot to put up some decent numbers for you. Now I'm going to pop over to running back. Atlanta's ranked 22nd against the run and giving up a league most with 13 rush touchdowns. Dougie Martin's up in the air, so I'm going to stick with Bobby Rainey. I think he put up some good numbers the past few weeks. He's done great filling in for Doug Martin. And like I said, Atlanta's giving up a shit ton of yards on the ground, and they've just been punching it in the past few weeks. So I'm going with Bobby Rainey on that one. So Josh McCown, Vince Jackson, Bobby Rainey. I'm going to go ahead and toss Patrick Murphy in there. I'm sorry, Murray. I apologize. I'm sure he'd be offended by that. Patrick Murray, just toss the kicker in there. Cheap as shit. He's got to put something up, right? Something. Please, Pat. Please. Now, FanDuel, you can only take four from each team. So this is where it gets fun, where you can deviate from the Bucks and pick up some good players. So I'm going to set you up with something here. Okay, I'm going with DeMarco Murray against the Jaguars. Tony Romo may not play, and even if he does, he's going to be dumping it off. DeMarco's going to be there to catch it. He's going to be there to run it, put up some dope fucking yards. Then tight end, I'm going with Julius Thomas. It's Denver at Oakland, in Oakland. I just feel like he's going to have a very good game. Bounce back. They're looking to bounce back from that tough loss from the Pats over there. And then I got Antonio Brown as your second wide receiver. Big Ben's been on a tear the past 2 weeks here with, it was 12 touchdowns. And they're going up against the Jets, which it's just a shit show over there, which I'm loving. So I'm guaranteeing that at least one touchdown goes to it, Antonio Brown, if not two. He's good in the slot. He's good going deep. He's just a quick guy, and Ben always seems to look for him. So I'm sticking with Antonio Brown again this week. Then with the defense, I think I'm going to go with the Packers. Reason being because Chicago seems to be falling apart on the offense. There's been talk of infighting with all the star players and stuff. So I think Cutler's going to be forcing some passes. Green Bay's been playing well, offense and defense, so they're going to be putting up some points. I'm thinking Chicago, Cutler's going to force some passes, and it's going to go the other way, and I think Green Bay's going to have a good day on defense. And with the last receiver spot, I think I'm going to go with Allen Hurns. Let's keep it Florida-based here with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dallas defense has been playing somewhat well the past few weeks here. They're going to be playing Dallas, Jacksonville in London. Over there, I don't know, Wembley? Who the fuck knows? Some pitch? I don't know. But I'm going with Allen Hurns. They're going to have to pass, keep up with the Cowboys. So I think I'm going to stick with him. Let's go back to Vincent Jackson. He is questionable. He has been dealing with some nagging rib injuries over there. And if he ends up not playing, you pop in Mike Evans. That's what I'll be doing. So let me recap it for you here. We got quarterback Josh McCown, running back DeMarco Murray, running back Bobby Rainey, receiver Vincent Jackson, Antonio Brown, Allen Hurns, tight end Julius Thomas, kicker Patrick Murray, defense Green Bay Packers. With that lineup right there, leaves you with $100 remaining. If you want to tweak maybe the kicker defense, go ahead and do it, but you don't always have to use all your money. But I think this will be the week I make some money with the Tampa Bay Bucks stack there. And I hope you do too. I'll be wrapping up the weekend next Tuesday. I'll let you know how I did. Hopefully you did well. And hey, thanks for listening. This has been Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. Hey, take it easy, Tampa Bay sports fan. Stonk it. Da 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 da